some time. Me and my eyes just growing black irises in the sunshine. Every version of me dead and buried in the yard outside.
Radio broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM WGXC Acre Catskill in Hudson. And if you don't know what Clubhouse Radio is, it's where we talk about mental health, recovery, and the local community in Greene and Columbia County and the surrounding areas. And today I have a great show planned for you. We're going to go into the community events like usual. We're going to be talking about an interesting fella named Wim Hof and a bunch more as well. But first, kick back and relax to some tunes. We're going to go into White Winter Hymnal by Fleet Foxes. Hope you guys enjoy, and then we're going to be right back with the community events.
Let's go. to keep their little heads from falling in the snow. And I turn around and there you go. And Michael, you would fall and turn the white snow red as strawberries in summertime.
Hello, hello everybody. Welcome back. We're gonna go into the community events. I hope you guys enjoyed that song. So before we get into the events going on, I just want to say there is a grand opening. There is a new diner in Catskill. Charlotte's Diner has opened up at 6298 Route 32, Catskill, New York. So, you know, it just opened January 6th. I might have to try it out myself personally, but I think it's cool when new stuff comes to the area. Catskill's a small area, so it gives us a little bit more to do. Next off, we have weekly mindfulness sessions. This takes place every Wednesday in 2026, 3:30 to 4 p.m. at the Palinville Library, which is 144 Malvin Ave in Palinville. So that's super cool. I'm really into mindfulness myself. They're going to be doing stuff like reducing stress, increasing focus. They're going to be doing breath work and meditation as well. Let me just turn that background music down a little bit. But yeah, I think that's super cool. And last but not least, the Catskill Food Pantry. They are open every Friday from 1 to 4 p.m. at the Parish Hall of St. Luke's Church at 50 William Street in Catskill. So yeah, that's it for the community events. There's not much this week, unfortunately. Hopefully next week there's going to be some more. But we do have this cool event that's happening tomorrow. It's not a community event. It's actually kind of cooler. I love community, right? I always have this cheesy line where I say the great thing about community is that if you know somebody in the community, you're part of the community too. It's great, right? But there's something really cool happening tomorrow, January 10th. So, Jupiter is going to be at opposition. This is an astronomy event. The giant planet will be at its closest approach to Earth, and its face will be fully illuminated by the sun. It will be brighter than any time of year and will be visible all night long. So that's super cool. And since there's not much happening in the community, I figured that's a great way to spend your time if anybody would be interested in that. So we're going to go into another song break, and then we're going to talk about this interesting fella named Wim Hof. He's a super cool dude. He's the closest thing that we have to like a superhero in real life. And I'm not joking. If you guys want to know what I'm talking about, you're going to have to stick around. But we're going to go into some Deftones. And until then, we'll be back. Hope you guys enjoy. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM WGXC, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. And if you don't know what Clubhouse Radio is, it's where we talk about mental health, recovery, and the local community in Greene and Columbia County and the surrounding areas. Today, more specifically right now, we're gonna jump into this guy. We're jumping in to some of the cool things this guy has done. Excuse my little slip up there. So this guy, I said it before, he's the closest thing that we have to like a real life superhero, or at least one of the closest people. Some of the stuff he's done is absolutely bonkers. He ran half a marathon above the Arctic Circle barefoot, wearing only shorts. This is like, hold on, I'm gonna Google how cold the Arctic Circle is. Because I don't know that off the top of my head. It'd be pretty weird if I did, actually, in my opinion. So, the Arctic Circle is sometimes negative 50 Celsius or below. Negative 50 Celsius is negative 58 degrees Fahrenheit. And he did that barefoot, wearing shorts. This dude, that's, not only is that like an extreme physical feat, but the mental endurance it takes to do that is wild. He's also swam underneath ice for 66 meters. So, I'm gonna say if this dude is a superhero, but it's not even if, this dude is a superhero. He's like the Iceman. And he does a lot of stuff in ice and in the cold, because he thinks it helps mental health, and there's actually a lot of evidence to suggest that it does, and we're going to go into that in a little bit too. He hung on one finger at an altitude of 2,000 meters, so bro's a crazy, like, calisthenic athlete as well. It takes so much strength to hang from one finger. Even doing it from one hand is super hard. I can only do it for like 30 seconds, maybe 40 seconds on a good day. And bro did it with one finger. I'm absolutely baffled. He's climbed a crazy list of mountains as well. Also wearing only shorts. He's just built different. He does most of his insane feats in shorts. He ran a full marathon in the Namib Desert without drinking. How do you do that? Oh my lord. This is off his website, by the way. WimHofMethod.com. This is listed verbatim. Standing in a container while covered in ice cubes for extended periods of time. That's the part of your resume where you just kind of need one more thing. Now, that's still crazy impressive, though. I've tried doing, like, ice-cold showers, and I turn it off after 15 seconds. I don't turn it off. I turn on the heat. That takes a lot of mental grit. But not only does he do these things, one of the world's strongest men also did. He was the first person to lift 500 kilograms off of the floor. He did a deadlift on that, and that's 1,102 pounds. He lifted that. That's a small car, and he lifted that, and he does the Wim Hof method. So that's pretty good evidence that it works, in my opinion. We're going to go into a short 4-minute video on Eddie Hall and his experience with the Wim Hof method. This is from the man, the myth, the legends himself, YouTube. Simply Wim Hof, W-I-M-H-O-F. All credit for this video is to him. He's a super cool guy. Check him out on your own time if you would like. I suggest you do, personally.
2017, I'm the first man to ever pull 500 kilos off the floor.
It's been whispered about, but it's going up. How about the strongest shoulders you've
became the world's strongest man, and now I've moved into fight sports, so, such as boxing and MMA.
Feed the head, he ran across the kitchen. There we go!
Just lie down. Relax.
I'll follow your breathing now.
Yes.
Follow your rhythm.
I sort of came across Wim Hof 2016, and I came across his breathing method. I started doing that, and I started using it as a tool when I was getting very stressed or getting like a high bout of anxiety or just general, you know, just feeling wound up and tense. I would do the breathing and just instantly feel better.
And all of it, but just let it go.
It's been such a good tool for me. You know, it's got me through some dark days, definitely. You get into these points of your life where you're like, you're getting wound up again, and you just bring yourself back to the breathe, to the breathing, to the breath, and you just, it just works.
3, 2, 1, let it go.
It's a tool that I've got in my arsenal now that'll probably carry for the rest of my life, yeah.
That just really just anchored me.
Yes, sir.
Just brought me back down, like, just yes. Straight away, chill.
Okay, there I go!
I've done cold therapy for a long time, probably since 2012. I've used it for recovery from training.
Oh, yeah! Whoa! Yeah!
Whoa!
Yeah!
Fuck it up.
Oh,
that hits your soul quick.
Yeah!
Jesus.
Well done, well done, well done.
That wakes you up.
Wim just pushed this reality to me and myself and a lot of people that just going and putting yourself into the cold on a daily basis was changing your outlook on life.
Back you go, I go.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Back. Good man. Good. Yeah.
Just putting your body into this huge amount of stress first thing in the morning, then the rest of the day feels easy. Just noticed the stress levels just come down, just my focus better, my energy better, my mood better, you know, my depression, anxiety just dispersing. So it really did make a big difference to my life. It's just a way of making you a better person in that essence. You know, you're doing yourself something for yourself on a daily basis that's hard. And then when you come across something that's hard in life, it doesn't feel as bad because you've done something that's kind of on an equal level. Sounds daft to say, but doing the breathing, doing the cold therapy, it's a tough challenge. And I think once you've done that, everything else feels pretty easy. So it's, you know, it's got like a really good knock-on effect.
Sounds nice, huh?
I mean, I've been a fan of Wim for a good while now, and he's been to my house. We've hung out, and I've been here. It's inspiring. You know, Wim's almost dedicated his whole life to helping others and just teaching simplistic things. And we need more people like Wim. I can't think of anyone else that's like Wim, who goes around preaching the cold, the breathing. Wim's an inspiring guy to me. Very thankful for Wim for being a part of my life, and I'm sure he's going to change a lot of lives and has done for a long time.
Hi guys, welcome to the Wim Hof Method Breathing.
Hello everybody, I am back. That was Eddie Hall and Wim Hof. Eddie Hall is one of the world's strongest men. He was the first person to ever deadlift 500 kilograms or 1,100 pounds. And he even preaches Wim Hof's three pillars. Now, I've talked a bit about Wim Hof, but I haven't necessarily talked about his three pillars that he abides by. Before we get into that, I looked it up, by the way. when he ran that marathon in the Namib Desert without drinking anything, he was 45. So that just goes to show how built different this man is. So, the first pillar of the Wim Hof method is breathing. Just turn this down a little bit. We're always breathing, yet we're mostly unaware of its tremendous potential. Heightened oxygen levels hold a treasure trove of benefits, and the specialized breathing technique of the Wim Hof method unearths them all. More energy, reduced stress levels, and an augmented immune response that swiftly deals with pathogens. So those are the benefits of his breathing exercises. We might dabble a bit more into that, but first let's read the other two pillars. Cold exposure. The cold is your warm friend, and one of the three pillars of the Wim Hof method. Proper exposure to the cold starts a cascade of health benefits, including the buildup of brown adipose tissue. Sorry, that's an interesting word. I've never come across that one before. And resultant fat loss, reduced inflammation that facilitates a fortified immune system, balanced hormone levels, improved sleep quality. This, I gotta change this music. It's making me crack up a bit. It kind of sounds like an ad. Like I'm reading an advertisement for something. So we're gonna put a nice, more relaxing track on that kind of fits what we're doing, I think. Yeah, here we go. This fits the mood better. There we go. Sorry about that, guys. Where was I? Balanced hormone levels, improved sleep quality, and the production of endorphins. The feel-good chemicals in the brain that naturally elevate your mood. And next off, we have commitment and mindset. The third pillar of the Wim Hof method is the foundation of the other two. Both cold exposure and conscious breathing require patience and dedication in order to be fully mastered. Armed with focus and determination, you are ready to explore and eventually master your own body and mind. This is off of the Wim Hof method.com, by the way. It's his website. And he, like, is just doing this because he wants to help people. He doesn't get anything out of this. He's just a cool dude, so I want to just make that clear. Because, like I said, the old music we had on made it sound like I was reading off an ad for something, but that's not what this is. I wanted to talk about this specifically because at Clubhouse Radio, here at Clubhouse Radio, we talk about recovery. And the Wim Hof method is a very good tool for drug addiction recovery and any addiction recovery. This is off of Wim Hof's subreddit. I'm not sure if he runs it, but it's a Wim Hof subreddit, to say the least. r/becomingtheiceman. Somebody asked on that subreddit, has anybody used the Wim Hof method for drug addiction recovery? If so, I'd love to hear your story. We're going to read just two, because there's so much interesting stuff I want to say about this gentleman that I might not have the time to get to. We're just going to read two of these stories. First off, I'm going to leave these people anonymous. But first story we have here. I took a month-long break from weed after 5-plus years of daily smoking. I feel like cold shower stimulates my mood. The breathing helped me sleep and get my mind off of weed. I also practiced some yoga, which helped me clear my mind and focus. I think a combination of those practices caused me to succeed. Whatever method you want to use to quit, I wish you the best luck. Good luck, much love, your way. And the other story here. Yes. The Wim Hof method was a huge part of me stopping drinking, opioids, and Xanax last year. I mean, I still had to go through the WDs. I'm not sure what that abbreviation is. Sorry. But the breathing and eventual ice baths helped immensely. Unfortunately, I had to stop the breathing. It's weird, but after I got LASIK surgery, my left eye gets super messed up from breath holding. Maybe it'll get better in the future, but today I'm clean and sober almost a year, and see 2020, no complaints. Good luck. So I thought those two stories were really inspiring, and it just kind of gave me even more of a reason to talk about this super cool dude. I've been rambling for a minute here, so we're going to go into a song break to cleanse your ears. We're going to go into some Kendrick Lamar, and then we're going to talk about this man a little bit more before moving on once again to some more cool stuff that I have planned today, so stick around. Let's get into it. I hope you guys enjoy.
I am a sinner who's probably gonna sin again. Lord, forgive me. Lord, forgive me. Things I don't understand. Sometimes I need to be alone. Trick don't kill my vibe. Trick don't kill my vibe. I can feel your energy from two planets away. I got my drink, I got my music, I will share it. But today I'm feeling trick don't kill my vibe. Trick don't kill my vibe. Trick don't kill my vibe. Trick don't kill my vibe.
Look inside of my soul and you can find gold and maybe get rich. Look inside of your soul and you can find out it never exists. I can feel the changes. I can feel a new life, I always knew life can be dangerous. I can say that I like a challenge and you to me is painless. You don't know what pain is. How can I paint this picture when the colorblind is hanging with you? Fell on my face and I woke with a scar. Another mistake living deep in my heart. Wear it on top of my sleeve in a flick. I can admit that it did look like yours. Why you resent every making of his? Tell me your purpose is petty again. But even a small light, it can burn a bridge. Even a small light, it can burn a bridge. I can feel the changes. I can feel the new people around me just wanna be famous. You can see that my city found me, then put me on stages. To me, that's amazing. To you, that's a quick check. With all disrespect, let me say this, say this, say this.
I am a sinner who's probably gonna sin again. Lord, forgive me. Lord, forgive me. Things I don't understand. Sometimes I need to be alone. Trick don't kill my vibe. Trick don't kill my vibe.
I can feel your energy from two planets away. I got my drink, I got my music, I will share it. But today I'm feeling trick don't kill my vibe. 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 I'm trying to keep it alive and not compromise the feeling we love. You're trying to keep it deprived and only co-sign what radio does. And I'm looking right past you. We live in a world, we live in a world on two different axles. You live in a world, you're living behind the mirror. I know what you're scared of, the feeling, emotions inferior. This shit is vital, I know you had to. This shit is vital, I know you had to. Die in a pitiful pain, tell me you're watching a chain. It's way more believable, give me a feasible gain. Rather her seasonal name. I'll let the people know this is something you can blame. On yourself you can remain, stuck in a box. I'ma break out and then hide every lock. I'ma break out and then hide every lock. I can feel the changes. I can feel the new people around me just wanna be famous. You can see that my city found me, then put me on stages. To me, that's amazing. To you, that's a quick check. With all disrespect, let me say this, say this, say this.
I am a sinner who's probably gonna sin again. Lord, forgive me. Lord, forgive me. Things I don't understand. Sometimes I need to be alone. Trick don't kill my vibe. Trick don't kill my vibe.
I can feel your energy from two planets away. I got my drink, I got my music, I will share it. But today I'm feeling trick don't kill my vibe. Trick don't kill my vibe.
Trick don't kill my vibe. Trick don't kill my vibe. Trick don't kill my vibe. You ain't heard the coast like this in a long time. Don't you see that long line? Waiting on Kendrick like the first and the 15th. Threes in the air, I can see you are in sync. Hide your feelings now. What you better do? I'll take your girlfriend and put that pussy on the pedestal. Trick don't kill my vibe. Trick don't kill my vibe. Walk out the door and they scream it's alive. My New Year's resolution is to stop all the pollution. Talk too motherfucking much. I got my drink, I got my music. I say trick don't kill my vibe. Trick don't kill my vibe. Trick don't kill my vibe. Trick don't kill my vibe.
Thank you.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio. Today, we're taking a deep dive on Wim Hofmann. If you don't know who he is the Iceman. He is a literal superhero. I already went through it once, so I'm going to speed run this one. I gave some commentary on it before. We're just going to speed run it straight from the website for all the new listeners just tuning in on the cool stuff this guy's done. He has ran a half marathon above the Arctic Circle, negative 58 degree weather, by the way, barefoot, wearing only shorts. He swam underneath ice for 66 meters. He hung on one finger at an altitude of 2,000 meters. He has climbed some of the highest mountains in the world while wearing only shorts. He ran a full marathon in the Namib Desert without drinking. This guy, he's on another level for real. And some of the methods, and he has these three pillars, some of the stuff that he recommends doing, the world's strongest man, Eddie Hall, has done. And he is a big advocate of it as well. Advocate. Over here making up words. That's how cool he is, truly. So I was talking about him earlier, and I was talking about his breath work, but I never really specified what his breath work was. So I'm gonna read straight from the website, so I don't mess anything up with my interpretation. How to do Wim Hof method breathing. We recommend practicing Wim Hof method breathing right after waking and before a meal when your stomach is still empty. Please note that Wim Hof method breathing, when done intensively for multiple rounds, can, in rare cases, lead to loss of consciousness. While this is psychologically harmless, passing out can potentially be very dangerous in or near water or when driving a vehicle. So don't do this while driving, guys. It is therefore important to always practice the technique seated or lying down in a neutral space, such as a living room. And I also want to add on, this guy doesn't make money from this at all. He just kind of shares it because it helped him get through a lot. It helped him through his daughter's death, I believe. So, and it just really helped him during his depression. So he just kind of advocates for it because he found his truth and now he wants to share it. So he makes no monetary benefits from this, and I'm not sponsored in any way either. I just think he's really cool. So yeah, step one, get comfortable. Get into a position that you can maintain comfortably, either sitting or lying down. Ideally, wear loose clothing and make sure that your belly can expand freely. Step 2, 30 deep breaths. Close your eyes and clear your mind. Inhale deeply through your nose or mouth while pushing your belly outward. When your lungs are full, let your breath go through the mouth without force. Take 30 such breaths, one right after the other. Make sure to deeply breathe in too. This is my commentary, not from the website. I just want to make that distinction. But yeah, make sure to take deep breaths too. Because if you don't and you're taking very shallow breaths, that's just hyperventilating. And that's not good for you. And that's not what the Wim Hof method is either. So yeah. Now back to the website. Step 3. The retention phase. After the final exhalation, hold your breath until you feel the urge to breathe again. Step 4. Recovery breath. Draw one giant breath. Once again, letting your belly expand fully. Hold that breath for 15 seconds, then let go. This completes one round. Feel free to repeat the full cycle 3 to 4 times. Stay focused on your breathing and try not to let your mind wander. Note that every round you feel more relaxed. Doing more rounds also has longer lasting effect throughout the day. You may also notice that you can hold your breath for longer on consecutive rounds, but keep in mind that longer retention times are not the point of the exercise. Play around with the number of breaths, the tempo at which you breathe, and the number of cycles until you can find a routine that works for you. So that was straight from the WimHofMethod.com website. And I think we're almost covered talking about him. That took up pretty much the whole show. Yeah. So super cool dude. Pretty much a superhero. And side note, his voice is just really relaxing. I'm going to go to his YouTube channel so you guys know
hey
what
guys,
I mean.
Hey guys, I'm the Iceman. Very cold. No, very warm. Hearted.
See what I mean?
He's
such a cool dude. The vibe he gives off is immaculate.
Okay, guys. Welcome back. Questions and answers. Let's start.
He's so enthusiastic about everything. Like, this is a Q&A.
Are you planning to climb Mount Everest?
He climbed Mount Everest. Oh, my Lord.
Yeah.
On his website, he said he climbed the highest mountains in shorts. I didn't think he actually did Mount Everest because I thought he would like say Mount Everest and the other highest mountains. Mount Everest, my Lord.
I would do it anytime.
Oh, the question is, are you planning to climb Mount Everest again?
Again. I would do it anytime.
Oh, my Lord. This man is built different. Oh, he didn't climb Mount Everest in his shorts, though.
Oh, yeah. How do I deal with skepticism, even though science has been done? Wow, that's a good question. How do I deal? I just keep on going. Because if you see it through the science, data, just there, no speculation, why should you be skeptical? I'm so sorry, but I keep on going from science to sense. Hail to the truth. What is yet beautiful? They are the
so, yeah. I'm not going to bore you with him anymore. I thought he was super cool. I hope you guys got something out of it as well. But yeah. Now we're going to go into a tier list. A leg exercise tier list. Now, if you don't know what a tier list is, it's where you rank different things. It can be anything. Hold on. I need some background music. My voice feels so alone here. Here we go. No. That's too sad. Still too sad. I need something happier but nice and mellow. Here we go. This fits the vibe. So, if you don't know what a tier list is, it's where you rank different things and give them grades, like you would grade an assignment in school. Now, you can really do it with anything. You can do it with food, rank which food you like the best. You can do it with movies, TV shows, video games, anything like that. And you could also do it with exercises, and that's what we're gonna be doing today. Now, no, this is all my opinion, and I am not a scientist or a doctor. I just work out for fun, and I'm not the gospel of working out. This is my opinion, and what works best for me as well. So, one exercise that I might really like may not suit you, and that's totally cool, because we're different people. Or an exercise that you might preach by and thinks amazing, I might really dislike, and that's cool too. For different people, it's gonna work different for us. So with that disclaimer out of the way, here we go. First off, we have the back squat. This is easy S tier. Now the only problem with the back squat is that it takes a lot of energy, but you're getting really good results from it. You're building a lot of strength, and you're building a lot of muscle too. You can work out for strength gains, which is strength, or you can work out for muscle gains and building more muscle, which is hypertrophy, and those are the terms we're going to go by today. and back squats are amazing for both. Now, specifically on your legs, it's going to grow your quads, your glutes, and maybe a little bit of your hamstrings, but not too much. And yeah, they're amazing for what they do. Really easy to overload. Just make sure to be safe. If you don't have a spot, make sure you're doing them on a squat rack. And there's other variations of the squat too we're going to be talking about as well. But now we're going to go into the leg press, the squat's cousin. Now, the leg press is great for hypertrophy. I find that it doesn't build strength nearly as well as back squats because you're stabilized and you're nice and comfy. You're not going to be building strength as well as lowering the back squat, lowering the barbell. I should probably describe these as well, sorry. The back squat is where you rest a barbell upon your back and then squat down and then rise again and then repeat for as many repetitions as you'd like. And the leg press, that's where you press up some super heavy stuff with your legs. Usually a machine. I don't think I've ever seen a free weight leg press done, and I do not recommend doing it. Next off, we have the deadlift. Now, personally, I feel this works my back more than my legs at all, so I'm really gonna have to put it D tier. But on the other hand, we got Romanian deadlifts, which is a form of deadlifts that emphasize hamstrings, and they're pretty good. Personally, they're not the best for me, so I'm going to put them in B tier, but I do see the value of them. And a deadlift, for those of you unfamiliar, is where you load up weight either with dumbbells or on a barbell or kettlebells, really, however you want to pick up heavy stuff with. And then the form's really important too. I can't describe it. If you're new to it, I would recommend looking up a video. But it's where you put weight on the ground and you pick it up. That's the best way I could describe it. Next off, we have goblet squats, which, unlike the back squat where you rest a barbell upon your back, you hold a dumbbell with goblet squats. And this is really just the back squat, but a lot worse because it's harder to load up the weight. Your forearms are going to go to failure before your legs. And when you're working out your legs, you don't necessarily want to be failing with your forearms first. And it's just harder to overload the weight once you get really good at them. So for that reason, I'm putting these in. You know, the one thing actually that's good about them is that they're really good for teaching beginners the correct form of squats. So because there's that utility of them, I'm going to put them and C tier. If it wasn't for that, I would put them a lot lower. We're going to do two or three more, because this is kind of just my niche interest. And, but I think it's really important to talk about. Promotes health, and it's just fun. Next off, we have the leg extension. This isolates your quads, and you will burn them doing this. I'm putting this in A tier. It's a machine where there's a pad hooked up to weight. And as you push on that pad, your quads extend and it burns. It really does. I'm going to put it in A tier. It's really good. The only reason it's not getting S tier is because... Sorry, I got to change this music. It's too sad again. Here we go. And the only reason... Where was I? Adios mio. leg press and the or leg extension. Excuse me. The only reason it's not going in S tier is because it just, there's a lot of exercises in leg day that really hammer your quads that a leg extension can kind of be redundant. I still think it's worth doing, but you don't need it to succeed. Like you don't need the back squat either, but like it's a better tool. Next off, we have the front squat. Now this is the back squat's less successful brother. This is good for functional training. So if you're a sports athlete, this could be useful. But I find it harder to load up weight. Your biceps become your limiting factor. A back squat, the weight rests upon your back, and your back's a lot stronger than your arms are usually. So it's just a lot better. The back squat is. The front squat's a lot worse. I'm going to put it in D tier for me personally, because I am not a sports athlete. I just train for health benefits. But if you are somebody who is a sports athlete or likes to play sports and just want to get better at it, then this could easily be an A tier or S tier. All right, we're going to do two more. Hack squats, easy S tier. You load up weight on a machine and you squat that up. If you fail, there's a lot less risk with back squat, and you can load up more weight too. It's not as good for building strength in my opinion, but I think it's even better for building muscle. So yeah. Next off, we have hip thrusts. This is where you load up weight on a barbell and then put it on your hips, on the front portion of your hips, and thrust it upwards. This works your glutes. I make sure to do these because glutes are a muscle used in running, and I personally enjoy running, so I'm going to put it in A tier. So yeah, hope you guys enjoyed. Now we're going to go into one more song break, then we're going to do the word of the day, and then it's going to be time to say goodbye. So I hope you guys have enjoyed today's show so far. We're going to go into Pure Gold by Half Alive.
Something's got to be done.
Hello, everybody. Sorry to cut take on me off. Don't worry, you guys are be able to listen to it in just 3 minutes, so stick with me. If you were looking forward to listening to that song, don't change the dial yet. We're about to be going into it soon. I just want to say bye to everybody, you know? It's the end of the show, and it was a pretty good one. We talked about Wim Hof, man. Useless conjecture aside, we're going to go into the word of the day. But first, we're just going to redo these community events because an hour is a long time and we probably, hopefully, have a lot of new listeners and by now. And a lot of the old listeners have probably left, so I think it's a good time to do this. Grand opening. Oh, this isn't exactly an event, but there's a new diner opening in Catskill. Charlotte's Diner. It's at 6298 Route 32, Catskill, New York. I think it's exciting when new stuff comes in Catskill because it's such a small town. So yeah, I just wanted to bring that to the attention of the public. I'm not sponsored in any way, by the way. I just think it's neat. Next off, we have weekly mindfulness sessions at Palinville Library. This takes place every Wednesday in 2026, 3:30 to 4 p.m. at the Palinville Library. Learn gentle techniques for reducing stress and increasing focus. Play with breath work, attention exercises, and present moment awareness practices. And last, but certainly not least, we have the Catskill Food Pantry. They are open every Friday from 1 to 4 p.m., and they are located at the Parish Hall of St. Luke's Church, 50 William Street in Catskill. Healthy food is a right. So yeah, now we're going to go into the word of the day, then we're going to let Take On Me play by Aha. I'm accidentally rhyming here, I promise it is not on purpose. So, let me change up the themes we have here. Let's go for something more introspective and philosophical. I don't think that's a word, but you guys know what I mean. Zasia. Noun. The sense that you were born too early in history, all too aware of how crude and backward the present can be, feeling tired of having to sit through so much clunky exposition and slow-burning suspense, when all you want to do is skip ahead to find out what happens next. You know, the music was a little bit too loud there, so we're going to do one more, because it's just not full potential, you know? It could be more enlightening. I'm going to pick this one at random. I always pick them out before the show. This one's completely picked at random. Clockwise. Adjective. Aware that you'll only ever be a certain age relative to your loved ones. We're going to turn down the music a bit more. Sorry, guys. Clockwise. Adjective. Aware that you'll only ever be a certain age relative to your loved ones. Only seeing them from one arbitrary angle across the decades. Never knowing your mother in her rebellious youth. Never seeing your grandkid as anything other than a kid. Because even though your lifespans do happen to overlap, they'll never quite line up. From Clockwise, pointedly aware of. That is from The Dictionary of Obscure Sorrows, a book by John Koenig. Also a website, thedictionaryofobscuresorrows.com. Once again, not sponsored. It's just pretty cool. So yeah, now we're going to go back into Take On Me by Aha. Sorry for doing that to you guys. I know that's a little brutal, even for me. But now you guys can enjoy it. Hope you guys enjoyed today's show. Goodbye.
say you